马可福音第八章二十七节，到第三十八节。
The message today is from Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 27 through 38.
我们开始念经文，第二十七节，耶稣和门徒出去，往该撒利亚菲利比的村庄去，在路上问门徒说：“人说我是谁？”
Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi.On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?"
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知里的一位。
They reply, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets."
又问他们说，你们说我是谁？彼得回答说，你是基督。
But what about you? He asked. What do you say I am? Peter answered, "You are the Christ."
耶稣就禁戒他们不要告诉人。
Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things.And be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
耶稣明明地说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。
He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him.
耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciple, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men."
于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "If anyone who come after me,He must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses life for me and for the gospel will save it.
人就是赚得全世界，赔上了自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
What good is it for a man who gained the whole world, yet forfeit his soul?
人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Or what can a man give exchange for his soul?
凡在这淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里，同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in the adulterous and sinful generation,The Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
这是主耶稣出来传道的第三年。
This is the third year of Jesus' ministry.
在这前两年的传道的里面，主耶稣所做的工作主要是集中在医治。
The first 2 years of his ministry, he concentrated on healing.
第二个是赶鬼。
Also casting out demons.
第三个是传道。
As well as preaching.
第四个是门徒训练。
Plus discipleship.
第五个是斥责罪恶。
And scolding evils.
And 最后一个是说预言。
Lastly, prophesizing.
所以在这两年的时间，他所做的工作都是在这六样事情上面。
In those 2 years, he concentrated on those 6 things.
现在已经进入了第三年，他的焦点就开始转移到专门注重在门徒的训练。
Now into the third year, his focus turned to disciple training.
门徒训练，因为主耶稣在一年之后呢，他就离开他们升天了。
Because there's 1 year left before he ascended to the heaven.
从那他升天了以后呢，教会的责任整个都是交在这十一个使徒的身上。
After ascending to heaven, the responsibility falls on the 11 disciples.
在这第三年的开始的时候，耶稣这一次带着他的门徒往北方面去，到了最北的地方，就是耶稣在地上的日子里面走最北的地方，就是该撒利亚腓立比的地方。
During the beginning of the third year, he traveled north. The furthest part was Caesarea Philippi.
他在路上他就问了门徒一句话。
On the way, he asked them.
他说：“人说我是谁？”
Who do people say I am?
也就是说，门徒啊，你们听说别的人说我是谁？
What about others' opinion about me?
那有的人就回答说：“你是施洗约翰。”
They replied, "Some said John the Baptist."
因为那个时候施洗约翰已经被处死了。
John Baptist was beheaded already.
所以有的人以为施洗约翰从死里复活了。所以这位复活的就是这位耶稣。
So they thought John was resurrected into Jesus.
也有另外的人说，耶稣是以利亚。
Others said Jesus was Elijah.
因为以利亚是在七百年前，耶稣来了七百年前的时候，这位大先知他行了很大的异能跟神迹。
Seven years before Jesus, Elijah showed many miracles.
那有的人说，这位耶稣是很多的神所差来的先知里面的其中的一个先知。
So others said he's one of the prophets.
他是替神说话的。
He spoke for God.
各位弟兄姐妹，你认为耶稣是谁？
So brother and sister, what do you think Jesus is?
如果你的观念里面，你所认识的耶稣是别人告诉你的耶稣的话，那个是第二手资料的耶稣。
If your idea about Jesus is from others, then your opinion is second-handed.
有的人的信仰是第二手的信仰。
Some people have second-handed belief.
我的信仰是我祖母是一个很虔诚的基督徒，所以我的信仰是根据这样而来的。
Some say my grandma is a devout Christian, so I am learning from her.
我的信仰是根据因为某个牧师这样说，所以我相信了。
Some say I believe because the preaching of one of the pastor.
这个是第二手的资料。
So these are second-handed information.
所以耶稣就问他们说：“那你们听说了，人家说我是谁
？”So you heard others says who I was, who I am.
所以他们对耶稣的认识都是别人怎么说。
So the disciple opinions are all from others.
但是耶稣问完这样的话以后，他们回答了以后呢，耶稣接着问他们说：“那你们说我是谁呢？”
Then he asked.Who do you think I am?
那个彼得就回答说：“你是基督。”
Then Peter asked, "You are the Christ."
基督事实上在圣经的里面，整个的旧约呢，已经预先的告诉我们基督是什么意思。
So Old Testament foretold Jesus Christ.
基督在中文来讲就是受膏者，那膏的意思就是橄榄呢压成油了以后呢，将这个油呢倒在一个人的头上，这个人就被膏了，叫做受膏者。
Christ mean anointed。
那在犹太人来讲的话，这个基督的话呢，讲的就是弥赛亚。
In Jewish people, Christ means Messiah。
在整个旧约的里面呢，弥赛亚有三种人是要被膏的。
So in Old Testament, three kinds of people can be anointed.
那第一种人就是叫做先知。
First, it's a prophet.
先知就是他传把上帝要讲的话呢，他传给别人。
They passing the words from God.
上帝有一些话必须告诉他的百姓，他借着人呢替他说话，说出来的意思是上帝的意思。
So they pass the message from God to the people.
像历史里面讲到摩西、以利亚，他们都为神来说话。
So historically, Moses and Elijah passed message from God.
那第二种人要被膏油膏抹的人呢，叫做先知。
Second kind of people is priest, will be anointed as well.
第二种人叫祭司啊，祭司他们是为着赎罪献祭而设立的。
So priests do the sacrifice and atone.The crime, but the sin for the people.
也就是说，有人呢想到上帝的面前，但是他有知道自己有罪，所以他不能来到神的面前。
So people come before God because they sin. They are not worthy, so they need priest to atone and sacrifice for them.
他们会带着祭牲牛或羊来到祭司的面前。
So they bring sacrifice before priest.
然后祭司就把这个牛或羊杀了以后呢，献上去赎罪了以后呢，才让这个人能够来到神的面前。
And the priest sacrifice the animal to atone their sins before they can.
这样的话，人就可以来到上帝的面前。
So the people can be in front of God.
第三种的人要被高的呢，是君王，他为要执掌这个权柄的。
The third kind is king to be anointed. They hold authority and power.
他们有了从神所给的权柄来治理神的百姓。
They have the authority to rule the people.
所以这三种人呢，都需要被高抹。
So there are three kinds of people being anointed.
来确认他的职分。
To know their duties.
在我们的信仰的过程中，我们事实上都经过这三位。
Actually, during our journey to the spirituality, we also pass through those three kinds of situation.
上帝会派遣一些人告诉我们上帝的话语。
God will send some people passing their message to us.
他们是替神来说话的，他们做先知的职分。
They speak for God, passing the message.
所以我们从这个信息里面，我们就开始会认识这位上帝是谁。
So from their message, we know God.
当我们认识了这位上帝了以后，我们就开始知道说，原来上帝的标准在哪里。
So once we know the message, then we know the standard of God.
当我们越来越认识到上帝的标准的时候，才发现我达不到那个标准。
Once, more we realize the standard of God, the more we realize we cannot achieve it.
我们的心里想要靠近上帝，去领受他的祝福。
We want to be close to God to receive His blessing.
但是我又发现，从他的信息里面知道，我达不到他的标准，不敢靠近他。
But from His message, we know we are worthy, so we are afraid to be close to God.
所以上帝就差遣祭司来到我们当中。
Then God sends priests among us.
这位祭司让我们带着牛跟羊到神的面前，求神来赦免我们的罪，将这个祭牲杀死。
The priest let us bring animal to be sacrificed so that we can be in front of him.
当这个祭牲杀死了以后，我们罪得到赦免以后，我们就能够来到上帝的面前，将我们心里面所想的来告诉这位神。
After sacrificing the animal, our sins are forgiven. Then we can come in front of God.
并且我们在新约的里面，我们发现这位祭司也是那只的祭牲。
So in New Testament, we know the priest is also the sacrificial animal.
这位祭牲就是我们的耶稣。
The priest is Jesus Christ.
所以他被神杀了以后呢，我们的罪就可以得到赦免。
So he died for us so that our sins can be forgiven.
当我领受了这样的恩典的时候，我的心灵里面就开始会感谢感恩。
Once we receive the grace, then we have thanksgiving in our heart.
这个时候我就能够接受这位上帝做我的君王。
Then we can accept God to be our king. King.
他在我的身上，我愿意他能够有权柄在我的身上。
He can rule over our life.
所以我们的信仰过程中，我们也是一样经过了先知的信息。祭司的献祭，到了君王的权柄。
So that's our spiritual journey. We have prophets, priests, and king in our spiritual journey.
当从新约里面，我们看见这三样的职分全部都可以落在一个人的身上。
From New Testament, we know prophet, priest, king all fall on the same person.
这三个受膏的职分全部就可以落在耶稣基督的身上。
Three anointed.Fall on Jesus Christ alone.
所以因为这样，我们就知道他就是指向神所要说的，他的儿子就是神的儿子，就是这位弥赛亚。
So his only son is the Messiah.
就是这位道成肉身的耶稣。
He come to us, live among us in flesh.
所以当彼得说你是基督
，When Jesus said you are the Christ,
耶稣事实上。听到这样的信息的时候，他的心里面实在是充满了喜乐。
When Jesus heard this, he was filled with joy.
因为彼得呢，他不是别人说耶稣是谁，而是他自己 从上帝的启示的里面知道，这位跟着他们已经两年多的这位耶稣呢，他就是旧约里面一直在大家在预言等候的弥赛亚。
Peter was inspired to know that Jesus was sent by God as Messiah to Jewish people.
所以我在这里想问弟兄姐妹，你对这位耶稣的认识是第一手的呢，还是第二手的？
So what's your recognition of Jesus? First-handed or second-handed?
因为这个他认为他是就是那三个职分集中在他身上的这位耶稣，就是基督，就是犹太人一直等候的这位弥赛亚。这个看见是很重要的一个看见。
Because Jewish people has been waited for Messiah to come, so we know the importance of Jesus.
如果在你的信仰过程中，这三件事情，这三个职分你都经历过的话，你的认识是第一手的认识。
So you've experienced prophet, priest, and king in your life, then you got firsthand knowledge about Christ.
我们知道有些人的信仰里面，他说：“啊，我遇到一个困难，我去祷告，结果这个困难就解决了。”
Some said, "I encountered some difficulty. I prayed, and my difficulty disappeared."
但是这个还不是我们圣经所讲的第一手的资料。
But this is not first-hand information.
或者是说我需要找工作，我找了很久都找不到，我去祷告，结果找到工作了。
Some said, "I prayed for a job, then I got it."
因为这些的经历都是那些事情是你的第一手，不是耶稣是你第一手的经历。
But the thing you ask for is the first-hand experience, not Jesus Christ itself, himself.
所以如果你对耶稣的认识，你认识他是先知，他是祭司，他是君王的时候，你这个领受呢，是从你心灵里面产生出来的时候呢，你就有把握，你已经蒙受了上帝的恩典。
So you have to know Jesus is prophet, priest, king, all rolled in one. Then you can really receive his grace.
在这个信仰的路程上呢，你或做这个或不做这个呢，你会从里面呢有第一手的经历引导你。
During your journey through salvation, you will know how it leads to that.
这个是一个从里面自然就产生的一种反应。
It's a natural response within you.
我认识一对夫妇啊，他们在 Arizona 的时候认识他啊。那他的妻子呢？现在是在培诚国语教会当秘书的。
I knew a couple from Arizona. The wife right now is a secretary in the church.
他跟我们常常讲起他跟他的先生结婚的第一个晚上的事情。
She always talk about the first night after marriage.
他们新婚之夜的晚上呢，半夜大概三点多，他先生起床。
3 o'clock during the night, her husband woke up.
就他太太也醒过来
，So she woke up too.
那这个先生第一句话说：“你是谁
？”The first word from her husband said, "Who are you?"
因为他从来没有一个人睡在他旁边
，Because he always sleeping alone.
因为他还没有得到启示
，So he was not down on him.
他没有从他里面真的认识到这位就是我的太太。
He didn't realize he already had a wife.
他太太的观念还在这里而已
，So he thought was still single.
不在这里。
Not in his heart.
你对耶稣的认识也会是这样子。如果你发生事情的时候，你会说你是谁
？What about your knowledge about Jesus? When things happen, you will ask, "Who are you?"
如果已经从里面得启示的时候，你会说主啊，带领我。
So you will, if it's really from within your heart, you will say, "Lead me, please."
因为你是君王。
Because you are the king.
你有权柄。
You have authority.
所以这个就是一个区别，第一手的信心跟第二手的信心两个区别就很不一样的。
That's how we differentiate from the first-hand or second-hand information.
今天的信息的题目是十字架的道路。
The message from today is take up your cross and follow him.
十字架的道路的第一个要素是什么
？What's the first element about take up your cross?
这条十字架的道路呢，如果要走在这条路上的话，第一件事情最重要的基本因素，如果没有这个因素的话，这条路你是走不下去的。
The most important thing you have to understand, otherwise you can't take the journey.
有时候我们听人家在讲走十字架道路，好像是一个很伟大、很悲壮的一件事情。
You will think it's a take up your cross. It's a courageous and sometimes a little bit sad as well.
有的人认为走十字架那路一定是非常痛苦的，就像他的妻子整天盯着他，让他 没路可走。
It's like sacrificial, just like your wife nagging at you all the time.
事实上，十字架道路的第一件因素，你是不是已经走在十字架的道路的第一件事情是什么呢？
Whether you're on the right journey, what's the first deciding factor?
我想在这里问几个人，好不好？
Let's ask the congregation.
我们就问了以后，我们就知道他有没有走在十字架道路上面。
So we can tell whether you are on the right track.
Vivian, 你认为十字架道路第一个要素是什么？
So what's the first element?
一秒钟，两秒钟。
One second.
啊
？Faith.
啊，信心啊。Oh, OK, 好，我再问一个啊 ，Eddie.
Eddie.
What is the first factor that you need to gain to walk on this journey? Belief and faith, okay.
Belief.、Mm.
Okay. Hu Rong.、
Mm. I'm still thinking.
So she's still wondering, huh?
Still wondering, huh? Meandering.
Meandering. 好，我看我就不要让人家太紧张了哈。
So I won't put you on spots anymore.
如果你能够走在十字架道路上呢，一定必须要得到上帝的启示。
You have to have the inspiration from God.
Revelation.
Revelation from God.
也就是对这位基督呢，你已经得到这个启示了。
You have to have the revelation.
如果你没有得到这个启示，虽然你在受苦，但是你还不是在十字架的道路上面。
Without revelation, even though you suffer, you are not on the right journey.
所以耶稣跟着他们已经两年多了，现在进入第三年了。主耶稣先问说：“他们说我是谁？”
So disciples been with him for more than 2 years. The first question he has: What do others say I am?
事实上，耶稣啊，他是一个很好的老师。
Jesus is a great teacher.
他先问人家说什么，也就是说，你们在周围去听到了那些对你们的产生的影响是怎么样的
？So he first asked the influence from others.
但是接下来他要问的重点就是你说我是谁，也就是你亲自认识我，你认为我是谁。
But the important point, what do you think I am?
如果在今天同样有人要问你说你认为耶稣是谁，你说得出来吗？
So that's the same question posed to you.
你说出来的时候是从里面出来的。
The answer has to come from within.
这个是上帝的权柄。
So this is the authority from God.
上帝对这个人说：“我愿意给他启示，这个人就有办法知道。”
If God revealed to you, then you will know.
如果上帝对这个人关闭，这个人永远没有办法知道。
If God did not choose you to reveal the truth.
所以我们的信仰是双向的。
So our belief should be two directional.
一面是我愿意。
I am willing.
另外一方面是上帝说我愿意。
God's willing also.
这样的时候，这个信仰才能够成功。
So the belief can be true.
有些人我们看见他什么条件都很好，可是他就没有办法领受这个启示。
Some people has everything,
因为他没有得到。
But he doesn't have the revelation.
上帝并没有给他。
God did not give it to him.
所以就对他关闭了。
So God is closed to him.
所以知道这样的恩典的时候，就是说你得到的时候，你要知道这是很大的恩典。
So the grace is very important to us.
人没有办法赚来的。
We cannot earn our salvation.
上帝不是根据因为你做好事，所以才给你这个。
It's not based on work.
这是完全他自己决定，我们没有办法参与的。
It was decided by God.
当你能够领受的时候，你只能说感谢你，你怜悯这个人。
When you receive, all you can do is give thanks. Have mercy on them.
因为上帝把启示给你了。
God revealed to us.
但是我们观察了领受启示人大多数都有一种特征。
But there are certain characteristics that God will reveal to those people.
他们来到上帝面前，他们谦卑下来了。
They humble before God.
他们想办法把自己原来认为的那一套东西暂时放在一边。
They gave up their thinking from before.
他们很仔细地听这位上帝所差来的要说的话是什么，很仔细的在那里听。
They listen closely to the message from God.
不是用自己那一套方法来检查他才所讲的，而是说他要讲的是什么，我要需要听得到。
Not try to explain on his own mind, but really listen to the message. What's in the message?
大多数领受启示人都有这样的一个特征。
That's the characteristics.
所以有时候你会听到说某某人受了一个大的灾难，结果他信了耶稣了。
Some you hear quite common because the disaster came that led him to the Lord.
你知道吗？当一个人受了很大的灾难的时候，他发现他自己不行的时候，他真的就有机会把自己的那一套东西暂时放一边。
When you're facing challenge, then you know your own way is not working. Then you can give it up and humble yourself.
所以很多的时候，我们听到有人信耶稣的时候，都在这种情况之下去信了耶稣的。
That's quite common. The situation that lead us to God.
但是如果在座当中你没有遇到什么大灾难，你要学习要有智慧。
But you haven't encountered any trial and tribulation in life, then you need wisdom.
因为一般遇到大灾难才会信耶稣的人，其实没有什么智慧的。
Because disaster brings you to God means you probably don't have much wisdom.
他们只有聪明而已。
They just have knowledge.
聪明跟智慧两个的区别在哪里？
Knowledge and wisdom is different.
聪明就是我遇到了问题的时候，我就在这个问题的地方开始想原因，这个叫聪明。
Knowledge is try to solve the problem according to what you have.
智慧的人就是我问题，我事情还没有发生之前，我已经知道了，我已经认识到，如果我有这个状况的话，我应该怎么样？
Wisdom is even realize the situation in advance to know if situation come, how I will handle it.
所以一般聪明的人都是撞得头破血流才认识到真理。
So sometimes smart people will wandering a long way before accepting God.
但是有智慧的人呢，在还不需要头破血流的时候，他就谦卑自己，他就能够看见事情，看见真理。
But with wisdom, you humble yourself way in advance before disaster come.
所以耶稣跟他们两年多了，我相信这时候耶稣会觉得啊，总算值得。这位彼得还是领受了启示了。
So Jesus has been with them for 2 years. Probably he feel relieved that Peter recognized he is Christ.
接下来有一个事情，耶稣就禁戒他们，不要告诉人。
And then he warned them not to tell anyone about him.
各位有没有想过为什么耶稣要做这件事情呢？
Why Jesus did that?
如果彼得说错的话呢，那耶稣应该是要指责他或纠正他。
If Peter says something wrong, probably Jesus will correct him.
但是这位彼得所说出来你是基督呢，耶稣并没有指责他，没有纠正他。
Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Jesus did not correct him.
而且他告诉他说不要去告诉别人。
But Jesus warned them not to tell anyone else about him.
所以也就是说。认出耶稣是基督这件事情是一个奥秘。
So it's a mystery that we know Jesus.
奥秘的事情不是随随便便就丢出去的。
Mystery cannot be revealed to everyone.
你的内心里面，你认出来这位耶稣是基督吗
？Deep in your heart, did you really recognize Jesus?
这是上帝给你的。
This is given by God.
这个是一切福气的源头。
This is the origin of your blessing.
那是当然，在这个时候，因为有一批的人要杀害耶稣的。
Because there are some people trying to kill Jesus.
他们是当时的宗教人士。
So they're the religious leaders.
他们是长老、祭司长和文士。
Like elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law.
因为耶稣这个身份如果太早暴露的时候呢，这些人杀害他的行动呢就会提早。
So Jesus did not want to expose himself, otherwise he would be killed early on.
这些门徒还需要训练的。
So he still need to train his disciples.
时间不能提早。
The time is not here yet.
所以耶稣禁戒他们，不要告诉别人。
That's why Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
所以我们这一系列要讲到十字架的道路呢，今天讲的是前面第一个阶段。
So this is just the first stage.To take up your cross.
当耶稣告诉他说，告诉彼得说不要告诉人的时候，接下来他就教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again.
各位可能要试着 站在这些门徒的立场去想这句话的。
Think in the shoes of the disciples。
耶稣跟他出来传道两年，这些门徒一直跟着耶稣的。
They've been with Jesus for 2 years。
耶稣到了各处医病赶鬼。
So they traveled. They saw Jesus healed and performed miracles。
从耶稣的身上就看出来神的能力在他身上。
They can see the power of God in Jesus。
而且耶稣可以斥责风和浪，就平静下来。
And Jesus can calm the waves and calm。
耶稣可以用五饼二鱼啊，喂饱5000多个人。
He can feed 5,000 with 5 bread and 2 fish。
所以耶稣在他们面前是一个非常有能力的一位。
So Jesus is very powerful in front of the disciples。
我们在社会上发现，要是有某些人很有能力，而且要是他能力比我大很多的时候，这些有能力的人的周围一定会围着很多的人。
So you can see, even in society, powerful people attracted many people to follow him.
所以今天有很多人当老板，他愿意做老板，原因就在这里。
So that's why many people want to be the boss.
因为老板他有能力。
Because boss has power.
他不怕没有职员。
So he can employ many people.
他不满意这个，他会换掉。
And he can fire people.
因为后面还有很多人排队要进来。
Because there are many people try to fill the position.
你看当老板多舒服。
So what's the power to be a boss?
我们中间有一些老板。
So we have many boss among us.
我晚上睡不着觉，没有人看见。
But they have sleepless night. Nobody knows about.
所以大家都以为做老板很舒服。
So there's some difficulty being a boss as well.
所以这几个门徒啊，愿意跟随耶稣啊。不是说他们多爱耶稣啊，是因为耶稣有能力。
The disciple not necessarily love Jesus because they're attracted by his power.
在最后那个五饼二鱼的神迹的时候，吸引了上万的人过来。
There are more than 5,000 follow him after the 5 bread and 2 fish miracle.
又有能力又有群众，那当然有一番事业可以做的。
So he had power, he had following. Of course, he can achieve much.
所以他们当然越来越感觉前途希望啊，真是一片光明。
So the disciple felt bright future ahead of them.
所以跟着耶稣敲锣打鼓啊，非常的兴奋的。
So they're excited to follow Jesus.
结果耶稣对他们说，人子必须受许多的苦。
But then he said he must suffer.
而且被长老、祭司长、文士弃绝。
And be rejected by elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law.
并且被杀。
And he will be killed.
过三天复活。
And after 3 days, rise again.
你想想看，门徒的当时的理智是什么样反应
？Think about the response from the disciple at that time.
可以说无从反应。
So, but they don't know how to respond.
因为跟他们现在眼前所经历的事情根本连不上关系的。
That's totally contrary to their experience.
如果我那时候我也是门徒其中的一位的话
，If I were one of the disciples.
我一定在内心的深处里面会出现一个问题：耶稣的脑筋是不是有点问题了
？So out in my mind, I said, was he crazy or something?
本来我跟着这位的计划，这样一平步一直上去要升天的。
I thought we can follow him to the heaven, ascend to the heaven.
怎么他突然一下讲这种话呢
？Why he says such things?
我没有办法理解的。
I can't understand.
有时候我们读圣经就把它当作这样过去 就走过去事实上没有了解它真正要告诉我们的意义在哪里
Sometimes when we read the Bible we feel the same way we didn't really understand what's in the Bible
耶稣在这里要告诉我们十字架的道路
Jesus tried to tell us the road of the cross
所以十字架的道路不是我和你一般的理智能够明白的事情
The road of the cross isNot easily understood by you and me.
十字架这个刑罚在当时是一个非常非常残酷的刑罚。
It's a very cruel penalty in those days.
而且被钉十字架的人呢，只有三种人可以钉十字架。
Only three kind of people will be nailed to the cross.
十字架事实上在罗马帝国所使用的一种处罚的方法。
That's a punishment from Roman Empire.
而且罗马人呢，处死人在十字架呢，罗马公民不可以用十字架的。
And Roman citizen will not be nailed to the cross.
十字架只有对非罗马人才会使用的。
It only used among non-Roman citizens.
因为我们罗马人是文明的，我们的罗马人是高贵的，不可以用十字架来处死。
Roman citizens are civilized, noble. They cannot be prosecuted through the cross.
只有非罗马人，他们是残酷的，他们是野蛮的，所以他们很适合要执行死刑，用十字架的方法。
Only the low-life non-Roman barbarian will be nailed to the cross.
第一种人是反叛该杀皇帝的叛国贼。
So one is the rebellious against Caesar's.
第二种人是杀人的强盗。
Second is the murderer and robber.
第三种人是强奸犯。
The third is the rapist.
并且是杀死人的强奸犯。
Also, you rape and kill, then you'll be nailed to the cross.
这三种人是钉十字架的。
So three kinds of criminal will be nailed to the cross.
所以如果在社会上说某某人被钉十字架。
So in those days, if say someone nailed to the cross,
你不用去问原因，一定是一个很羞耻的事情，做了很羞耻的事情。
You don't need to ask why; it's a shameful thing.
我们今天看还有不少的妇女啊，胸前还挂一个十字架。
So you see many ladies wear a cross.
这个十字架好像当作很珍贵的一个装饰品。
It's like a nice decoration.
如果在耶稣的时代，你胸前挂一个十字架，那是自己很大的一个讽刺。
In Jesus' day, if you wear a cross as a decoration, that's a very shameful thing.
很羞耻的，到今天好像觉得很高贵，为什么就它产生这么大的变化呢？
What's the contrast turn from shame to decoration?
因为这个十字架上面曾经钉了这位耶稣基督。
All because Jesus was nailed to the cross.
所以当耶稣要把这个道告诉他们的时候呢，他们事实上不明白的。
So when Jesus tried to teach them, the disciple couldn't understand.
但是上这个耶稣可以告诉他们。
But Jesus still tell them.
因为他们已经具备资格了。
Because they are qualified.
他们的资格就是因为他们认出耶稣是基督。
They qualified because they recognized Jesus was the cross. It was Christ.
如果你不认识耶稣基督的话，你无从认识十字架的道理。
If you don't recognize Christ,then you can't recognize the road of the cross.
这位耶稣必须在你里面成为上帝所给你的启示。
So Christ has to be the revelation from God in your heart.
希望我们当中，如果你还没有领受这样启示的人，你有时间安静在上帝的面前，针对他是先知，他是祭司，他是君王，你求上帝把启示赏给你。
If you haven't received the revelation, please humble yourself.Recognize Jesus, prophets, priest, and king, and ask God to reveal to you.
只有这个方法，你必须你自己亲自去领受。只有这样的态度，上帝才肯给这样的启示。
It's only you alone with the right attitude that God will reveal to you.
我们很愿意你们都领受这样的启示。
We wish everybody can be revealed.
因为接下来我们要讲到十字架的道路。如果没有领受这个启示，对你来讲是一个无意义的事情。
If no such revelation, then take up your cross means nothing.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们仰望你。
Dear Lord, we look up to you.
你曾经实在来到这个世界上。
You came to us, live among us as flesh.
你所做的事情已经记在圣经上。
Your deeds was registered in the scriptures.
这是没有任何的谎言。
There's no lies.
是你真实的事情。
It's truth.
帮助我们相信你。
Help our belief.
让我们真实的相信，能够蒙受上帝赏给我们的启示。
Help us to understand your revelation.
愿主你在这样的启示里面引导我们认识十字架的路。
May your revelation lead us to understand the cross.
对我们说话。
Speak to us.
让我们的罪在你面前得赦免。
Forgive our sins.
尊你为大。
You're the mighty God.
顺服你的带领。
Let us obey you.
你是我的先知。
You're my prophet.
你是我的祭司。
You're my priest.
你是我的君王。
You're my king.
我俯伏在你面前。
I humble myself in front of you.
带领我。
Lead me.
认识十字架的道路。
Let me understand the cross.
叫你的祝福没有拦阻。
So that your blessing will be undisrupted to me.
奉耶稣名的祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's be raised and sing hymn 306, Lord.